I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Nerves are stretched taut in Lebanon as Israel and Hezbollah exchange heavy fire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left the Middle East empty-handed after campaigning for a Gaza ceasefire this week. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says gospel workers serve diligently near conflict zones in southern Lebanon, offering the hope of Christ to those who flee Hezbollah hotspots.
We want to give this message of hope. At the same time, we want to tend to those who are suffering the most. Since that conflict started in October, we added 500 new families that are receiving monthly food packages. In June, we added another 500. So we are now tending to an additional 1,000 families in great need.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in today's media-saturated world, you might think that deaf people have easy access to caption or written resources, but that's not really the case. Rob Myers with Door International says reading is a sound-based experience. For people born deaf, reading is just a series of symbols and a very challenging second language to learn.
So when you think about deaf ministry and trying to provide resources to deaf people in general, not only do you have to take away all the audio resources or sound-based resources, but you actually need to take away all of the written resources as well, because deaf people for the majority of the globe don't have full access to that information.
Only one sign language out of hundreds globally has a full Bible translation. Pray for Door's innovative work in this field and find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.